I'm Pat, and a long time ago, I was an art education student at Towson University, and I was one of those students that, for some reason, the professors would always partner me with the person nobody else wanted to be partners with. So we had a project. I was partnered with the one in the class that no one else wanted to be partners with. And she really wanted to do something with flowers. She just wanted the kids to make some flowers. And so we had to drive all the way up to Hagerstown. And we finally agreed on, you know, what the project would be. And it's a long drive from Towson to Hagerstown. So I'm thinking, what am I going to talk about with this person? And she's like born again, and it's her second career. And I didn't want to start talking about religion. So I decided I'll start talking about my brother, my crazy brother. I'll tell her all these stories about my crazy brother. And so I do. And, my brother drives crazy, and I'm thinking he's probably never going to get married. And she says, you know, where does your brother live? And I said, oh, he lives in Glen Burnie. And she says, oh, my sister's dating a guy. I think he might live in Glen Burnie, too. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. And I'm like, oh, my brother's just so crazy. One time he was driving really fast, and he likes to give people the finger if they're driving too slow and cuss them out. And he did that once, and he looked in his rearview mirror, and he saw the guy reach down under his dashboard. And he thought, well, what's he going to do? Is he going to pull out a gun or something? And he pulls out a police light and pulls my brother over, gives him a ticket. So anyway, I keep telling all these crazy stories all the way up to Hagerstown. And we do our project, and it's fine. And about 3 weeks later, I get a phone call from my brother. And he says, are you taking a class? You have this girl in your class at Towson. I'm like, oh, who? He's like, yeah, I think I know her. And he tells me the names, and I'm like, no, I don't. I didn't even remember. I'm like, no, I don't know anyone by that name. He's like, yes, you do. He's like, why did you say all those things about me? So that woman is now my sister-in-law.